have lots of alternatives. Let's do a sampling check, please. I just read 13.3.
7.1.
7.1. So that's 20 divided by 2.
Okay.
10 times.
Chapter 10 takes 2.
Let's see what we find there. As it is, chapter 10, text 2. Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Bhagavan maharshaya.
Aham
adirhi devanam.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Maharshinam chasarvashah.
Maharshinam chasarvashah.
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Maharshinam chasarvashah.
Maharshinam chasarvashah.
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Aham
adirhi devanam.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Maharshinam chasarvashah.
Maharshinam chasarvashah.
Where's my record?
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Aham adirhi devanam.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Prabhavam na maharshaya. Amadirhi devanam.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Maharshinam cha sarvashah.
Ladies? Okay.
Name vidu suragana.
Name vidu suragana.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Prabhavam na maharshaya.
Maharshinam cha
sarvashah.
Name vidu
saganaha.
Prabhavam na maharshayah.
Prabhavam na maharshayah.
Aham adirhi
Nor the great sages know my origin, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and the sages. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one is greater than him. He is the cause of all causes. Here it is also stated by the Lord personally that he is the cause of all the demigods and sages. Even the demigods and great sages cannot understand Krishna. They can understand neither his name nor his personality. So what is the position of the so-called scholars of this tiny planet? No one can understand why the Supreme God comes to earth as an ordinary human being and executes such commonplace and yet wonderful activities. One should know, then, that scholarship is not the qualification necessary to understand Krishna. Even the demigods and the great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is clearly stated that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses, and can reach the opposite conclusion of impersonalism, of something not manifested by the three qualities of material nature. Or they can imagine something by mental speculation. But it is not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation.
Om Agnavati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Vatamayam Dhatati Vatantikam Vandeham Shri Buddha Shri Vatamayam Sri Gurum Vaishnavascha, Sri Rupam Sadrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatham Pitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Arjuna Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dhinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tata Kanchana Govaki, Radhe Vrindaveshwari, Vishabhanu Susede, Vancha Kodhupadrugya सर्वभूतानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
नमे विदु सुरगणाः भगवान् नाम महर्षयः अहम् आदिर्हि देवानां महर्षीणां च सर्वशः Srila Prabhupada makes a favorite point here. One can't understand Krishna by mundane scholarship. There are great scholars, great universities, who are very conversant with so many books. They know Sanskrit very well. They're familiar with so many commentators and so much historical tradition, but they can't understand Krishna. Pantastu koti sadavatsara sampragamya vayoratapi manaso munipungalana so pyasti yat prapadasin yavajan chitatve govindamani pulisham tamamavajan. If we could get on an airplane that would travel at the speed of the mind, and if on that airplane we could travel for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we still wouldn't reach the tip of the toe of Govinda. And the scholars are traveling on that platform, on the platform of the mind. How far can they go? Mind is one of the material elements. How by this material mind will they understand the spiritual personality of Godhead? And that's not possible. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvata. One can ask, how can we understand the Krishna by the mind at all? We're also using our minds. A devotee also has a mind. A devotee also has intelligence. So, then how? If the scholars can't understand, how can we understand? But Krishna says, bhaktya. How is it bhaktya? Atasvi Krishna namari nabhade grahyam indriyai saimon mukhihi jitado svayameva spratyam. Krishna reveals himself. Krishna can appear within the prison house of Kamsa. Krishna can appear from within a pillar. And Krishna can appear within the mind also. But he doesn't appear as he is within the mind of the mental speculative. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasni tatvata. If one wants to understand Krishna factually, that's only possible when Krishna reveals himself. Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham atma bhakto. Even to the great scholars of the Vedas, he doesn't reveal himself. He reveals himself in response to pure devotional service. Okay, someone missed the cell phone check. Next time that happens, we confiscate your phone. you don't understand how hard it is to concentrate, to get a line of thought going. It's not easy. And then your telephone rings and you have to start all over again. Please turn it off. So, Piasti, I prefer to send me a virginity of love today. Even if you could travel at cell phone speed for hundreds of thousands of years, you still couldn't reach the tip of the toe of Gordon. The waves from your cell phone reach from thousands of miles away in just a moment. Even if you could travel at that speed for thousands and thousands of years, you can't reach the tip of the toe of Gordon. So what will these scholars know by their mundane attempts? They can write books, they can earn doctorates, they can write their theses, they can publish, they can become authorities in the field, they can gain tenure, they can write brilliantly, they can offer new ways of looking at things, new discoveries. But they can't understand Krishna. Surabhana. Muhyanti at Suri. Even the demigods are bewildered when it comes to understanding Krishna. Then what to speak of the mundane scholars? Are they better than the demigods? Even Brahma was bewildered about Krishna. Even Indra was bewildered about Krishna. And the scholars will understand. Some puny little scholar who went to Columbia or went to Harvard or went to University of Chicago, he's going to understand Krishna when the demigods have failed. It's a conceit. Namevidu Suraga. Even all the demigods together, they can have big conferences and still not understand Krishna. Na Maharshaya, even great sages. In a few verses later, Krishna will say, Sapta Purve, what is that? Maharshaya Sapta Purve, Chatvaro Manavastata, Bhava Manasa Jata, Yesham Loke Mahaprabha. Even the great sages, like the seven sages and the Kumaras, for them it's also because Krishna is before them. It's like understanding your great-great-great-great-grandfather. What will you know about him? He appeared so many generations before you. Now what can you understand about him? Now these sages, Maharshaya, and the demigods, they're all born after Krishna. Krishna's not born, but they all appear from Krishna. Krishna's already there. In the Shastra, it said that in the beginning there was only Narayan, there was no sun, there was no moon. Lord Shiva wasn't there, Lord Brahma wasn't there. No one was there. There was only Narayan. They came later. Brahma found himself on the lotus flower. What am I doing here? Where am I? How did I get here? Why am I here?
He's the most intelligent person, Adikavi. So he tried to figure it out. Then he figured the source must be below the water. So I'll research the matter. I'll go down into the water to find the source. So he went down, went down, went down, went down, went down, went down. Finally gave up. I'm not getting anywhere. Then he came back, sat on his lotus flower. On the way, he heard the sound, two syllables, ta ta. Then he understood, I have to do tapasya to understand. Then when the Lord became pleased with him, then he was able to see the Lord face to face. Otherwise, simply by research, it wasn't possible. Not possible. Something Prabhupada points out, even the great sages can't understand. What to speak of the little sages on this tiny planet? Some little scholar. A big scholar, yes. A great scholar. But what is a great scholar on this planet? It's a bug. It's an insect. In comparison to Krishna. Or even in comparison to the sages. What is Dr. such and such at the University of such and such compared to Bhrigu Muni, compared to Vishishta, compared to Atri, compared to the great Pulastya, compared to all the great sages? Who are these people? Who are they? They do their research work. They write their papers. They attend their conferences. They give a learned paper. They listen to other scholars give learned papers about Vedanta or about the Vedic linguistics or about theology, so many things. And then the conference ends for the day and they go out and have a few drinks together. And they're going to understand Krishna? It's not possible. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samadhita mutoyam nabhijanati. Krishna's, they may be, in the estimation of the world, they may be considered great scholars. In the estimation of Krishna, who is the subject that they're trying to understand, they're mutas. Namam duskritana muta prabhadante naradhana. Maya pritagana. Asura Bhavamashita. Their knowledge has been stolen away by my illusory energy. So they can't understand me. Yoga Maya Samavrita. Samavrita, not just Avrita, Samavrita. 100% covered. Samavrita, completely covered. Yoga Maya. By my Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is the potency by which Krishna is partly manifest and partly concealed. So he's manifest. Oh, Krishna is a great god of later Hinduism. But he's concealed. They can't understand that he's the source of everything, that he's the Supreme Personality of God. Because they're averse to surrender. They want to have a place on the sidelines. They want to have an observation point where they can examine reality without participating. Where they can examine Krishna without having to make any decisions about anything. Just neutral. But there's no neutral. Either we're in connection with the Supreme Reality or we're out of connection with the Supreme Person. Either we're turning toward Krishna or we're turning away from Krishna. Turning toward is a matter of scholarship. That's not going to... Maybe something. At least there's, they say, Krishna, something is there. But I'm not understanding. Why? Because bhaktya, it requires devotional service to Krishna. Not in a million years will they understand by mental speculation, and yet the world considers them great scholars, great authorities. Prabhupada says no, they're not qualified. And the Mayavadis also, they speculate that the truth must not be like this, the truth must not be like that, the Supreme must not have any material, this must not have this, must not have that. It must not be like anything of this material world, so he must not have no form, no qualities, no pastimes, no activities, no name. So they arrived at a negative conclusion. Not this, not this, not this. But what is he? They don't know. Just like Madhupati, if I say he's not German, he's not French, he's not Spanish, he's not Italian. So what is he? I'll not understand. He's not Czech, he's not... I can't understand what is, simply by deduction, not this, not this, not this, not this. If he's not French, he's not German, he's not, he must be nothing. That's their conclusion, that there's, he's not any, he has no qualities, no form, no. But that's simply, that's no knowledge. They have some idea of what God is not, but they don't know what God is. Not possible to understand by foolish speculation. Here the Lord indirectly says that if anyone wants to know the absolute truth, here I am, present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Supreme. One should know this. Although one cannot understand the inconceivable Lord, who is personally present, he nonetheless exists. We can actually understand Krishna, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, simply by studying his words in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The impersonal Brahma can be conceived by persons who are already in the inferior energy of the Lord, but the personality of Godhead cannot be conceived unless one is in the transcendental position. By studying Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we can understand Krishna. But that, for that also, there's a process. There are so many people who are studying Bhagavad Gita and coming to the wrong conclusion. Because they're studying Bhagavad Gita as understood by someone who's speculating. So then they get speculation. They get misled. There are two ways of receiving Bhagavad Gita, from the devotees and from the non-devotees. If we receive hear Bhagavad Gita from the mundane scholars, they can't understand Krishna, so how are we going to understand Krishna by hearing from them? Andhaya pandaya rudiyamana, blind leading the blind. We hear from somebody who doesn't know, what will we know? It's like asking directions. So lots of times you ask directions and the person immediately tells you directions and he doesn't know, he has no clear idea. But he says anyway. He doesn't want to be uncooperative or unhelpful, so he tells you. But he doesn't know. So the scholars are like that. They're even eager to share with us their knowledge. But their knowledge is maya apritagyana. It's stolen by illusion. So we'll not understand. But when we understand from the devotees, evam parampara praptam, imam rajarshi obhidham. Rajarshis understood. Even they weren't sages. They weren't maharshis. They're rajarshis. One step down, they weren't Brahmins, they were Kshatriyas. They understood. Manu, Vibhishan, Manu, Vikshaku, they weren't Brahmins. They weren't exactly Rishis, they were Rajarshis. They were kings who were like sages. They understood. Arjuna was not a Brahmin, was not a sannyasi. He also understood. Evam prampra praptam imam rajasyam. Bhaktya bhaktosime sakachi ti rahasyam yetu. Because Arjuna was a devotee, he could understand. because Manu and Chaku received it in the parampara system. They can understand. When we study studying Bhagavad Gita actually means to study under the guidance of the acharyas. Studying through the parampara system. Then we'll understand. Otherwise, yes, I know this Krishna. That's not knowing Krishna. Everybody knows who Krishna is. But Krishna says, Mam tu Veda Kashchana. Practically no one knows him. They have their own speculative ideas, their own imaginations, their own, I heard this from such and such person. But they don't know. Because Krishna is not such a cheap thing. Tattvata, one has to understand Krishna factually. It's very difficult and it's very easy. Vedeshu durlabha, simply by studying, by reading books, it's not possible. But durlabha matmam, adurlabha matmam bhakti. By devotional service, Krishna is understood. By devotional service. That devotional service is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnum, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atmanivedanam. It begins. Sevam Mukhi Vivado. It begins with the tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Chanting Hare Krishna, honoring Krishna Prasadam. Devotional service begins with the tongue. Shravanam Kirtanam. Hearing and chanting. Hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna. Then Krishna will reveal himself. Just Prabhupada said, here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is revealing himself. Here I am. But the mundane scholars, although Krishna says, here I am, they don't understand that here is Krishna. Here is the personality of Godhead. Because they don't follow the process. Because they don't accept the path of devotional service. The path of scholarship, yes. The path of devotional service, no. So they'll not understand. And if we hear from them, we'll not understand. If we hear from the Mayavadis, we'll misunderstand. Mayavadi Pasha Shunile Voy Sarvana. Whatever we've understood, when we hear from the Mayavadis, we'll lose whatever understanding we have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbid, don't hear from them. Sanatana Goswami also. Mukho Gir Nam. What is that? Avaishnava Mukho Gir Nam. Bhutam Harikatamati. Shravana Naiva Kartavyam. Sarpoch Chishta. Itapaya. Hearing from the non devotee is like drinking milk touched by the lips of the serpent. You say it's milk. What's wrong? It's sweet. It's healthy. But when the serpent has a drink of it, then poison is there. The Mayavadis speak very nicely, Krishna Katha, but they poison it by their speculative interpretations. Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means that, Pandavas means this, this means that. I'm also Krishna, you're also Krishna, everything's Krishna. And they spoil everything. Sanatana Goswami forbids, don't hear from those who are not devotees, hear from the authentic devotees in the Sampradaya system. Because most men cannot understand Krishna in his actual situation, out of his causeless mercy he descends to show favor to such speculators. Yet despite the Supreme Lord's uncommon activities, these speculators, due to the contamination of the material energy, still think that the impersonal Brahma is the supreme. Avyaktam yaktimapannam manmante mamarupaya parampavajananto mangutam hatram. The abhutaya, those with a poor fund of knowledge, the unintelligent, they think that first there's the impersonal, then from the impersonal comes Krishna, and then they don't know my transcendental nature. Only the devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord can understand, by the grace of the Supreme Personality, that He is Krishna. The devotees of the Lord do not bother about the impersonal Brahma conception of God. Their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately unto the Supreme Lord. And out of the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. No one else can understand Him. So even great sages agree. What is Atma? What is the Supreme? It is He whom we have to worship. Any questions?
What if one finds that he himself has some trace of being a conceited speculator? What can he do to overcome that condition?
What if we have the speculative tendencies? Therefore, we have to surrender to the authority. I'm thinking that I'm very intelligent, I can figure it out. Just sometimes, those who are in computer technology, you know, if you're in customer service, you know, the customer is trying to figure it out and figure it out and figure it out. And finally, the instruction is, will you please go back and read the instruction manual? Because I'm right. So often, that's the problem, that the person is very intelligent, he's going to figure out how the program works or how the machine works, but he's not going to read the manual because that's too easy. So the advice is often given, just go back to the manual. So that's called humility. I'm not so smart that I'll figure out everything just by my experimental method. All right, I failed to understand. So let me, all right, I surrender. Let me read the manual. I guess I'm not so smart after all. I guess I do have to read the manual. So reading the manual means we have to hear from the bona fide devotee of the Lord. And instead of thinking that I know, or I can understand, or I'll figure, or it must be like this, it must be like that. Simply, we have to hear. We have to hear. Srila Prabhupada said, submissive oral reception. This is the process, just to hear. Iti shushama dhirana vinas padjitachrima. To hear from the sober person who is in the parampara system, and we'll understand. That means that I may think this, I may think that, but the authority has said this, I accept it. Just as Arjuna says, it's just coming, in fact. Let's read it. Sarvameta vitam manye yanmam vadasikeshana. Whatever you've said about yourself, I accept. Sarvameta vitam manye yanmam vadasikeshana. Whatever you've said, I accept. Not 50%, 80%. I like this, but I don't quite like that. I can accept this part, but I'm not going to buy that part. Sarvameta, the whole thing. Arjuna says, whatever you said, I accept. This is the way of becoming a disciple. That whatever the spiritual master says, we have to accept it. If I don't understand, then I can ask, but I don't understand, you said this, but finally we have to accept it. Yes, he's correct. That, well, who am I to understand by my own tiny speculative power? I'm thinking I'm such a great man. just like Arjuna, he's giving so many arguments in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. And finally he says, I'm bewildered, actually. Although I'm giving so many arguments, Krishna also told him that, yes, you're speaking like a learned person, but no learned person would speak like you. So the beginning of knowledge is amanitvam matambitvam, to be humble and free from false prestige, not puffed up. That means that what my superior authority has said is I accept. What Krishna's representative says, I won't understand by my own speculation, but I will understand from Krishna's representative. From Krishna himself, he's speaking in Bhagavad Gita, and from the representative, the devotee of Krishna. Something else?
Can we say, Maharaj, that reading a manual like reading Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crude example, but the idea is there that when I don't know, then I have to get knowledge from the superior authority. The manual is the superior authority. The manual is supposed to be written either by the programmer himself or by someone who's been authorized by the programmer. So he says, the program works like this, you do this, you do this, you do this. I simply have to accept it. Simple thing. Just be patient, read the manual. And if the manual's decently written, if it's not written in Korean, where the manuals are sometimes written these days, but assuming the manual is properly, then you read it, you get the idea, you understand. The Prabhupada said, you're sitting next to the train conductor. The train conductor says, turn the wheel this way, push the button that way. You don't have to speculate. Why not push that other button? You just, yes, turn the wheel this way, push the, then you also become an expert train conductor by following. I don't have to reinvent the process. I don't have to speculate. Just what the authority says, that's everyone. That's how we learn. When the teacher says, this is a watch, we don't say, why can't it be a table? We accept, yes, the teacher says, this is a watch. 2 + 2 = 4. Why not 6? Just accept that it's 4. You save yourself a lot of trouble.
Now is going on Nam Sankirtan week.
Nam Sankirtan week.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be weak in Nam Sankirtan, we should be strong.
So would you please tell us about the Nam Sankirtan? What is their benefit? And
what is the benefit? That becomes, we need at least a week just to get started. Param Vidayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave all glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Jaita Dharpana Marjana. It cleanses the heart. And Jaita Dharpana Marjana. And Pabha Mahadavagni Dharpana. This huge fire of material existence that can't be extinguished in any other way. It's extinguished by the Harinam. And it spreads the rays of the benediction. When we were talking earlier that there's so many welfare activities in the form of philanthropic work, feeding the poor, medical aid, psychiatric help, economic help, so many different kinds of welfare activities. But this is the greatest welfare activity because it cleanses the mind, because it frees one from birth and death. There's no higher welfare activity. Simply that we pat someone on the head and say, there, there, it's not so bad. That's not the remedy. The disease is birth and death. And simply giving someone a better house to live in or better food to eat is not going to cure that disease. The results of someone's suffering is the result of his previous karma. That won't be erased simply by our welfare work. But tapatrayo nirvula, the tree of material existence of sinful reactions, can be pulled up by the roots. The tree of the threefold miseries can be uprooted by Harinam Sankirtan. So Shreya Kodeva Chandrika, just as the moon is very cooling, the whole world is burning up in their fever of sense gratification, suffering. But the moon is very cooling. Especially the full moon. So Shreya. Shreya means there's immediate benefit and then there's long-term benefit. An ultimate benefit. A child wants to go out and play and have a good time. That's immediate benefit. Parents say, no, you have to study. That's long-term benefit. That's for your whole life. So Shreya Kodeva Chandrika. Sankirtan spreads the moonlight rays of ultimate benefit for all living entities. And vidya vidujivanam, this is real education, raja vidya. We send our children to school so they get an education, and they get all misled, actually. And so often they hate it. Who here hates school? Okay, I see one. And the others don't want to raise their hands in front of their parents, or else they're in the back having a good time. But this is real knowledge. Adhyatma vidya vidya nam. Krishna says of all kinds of education, I'm spiritual education. Raja vidya, raja vidya, became of knowledge. But that knowledge is awakened. You don't have to get an MA or a PhD. We were just reading, these MA PhDs are bewildered. They can't understand Krishna. And a simple child could understand Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. Vidya Bhagavad. And Anandam Buddhi Vardhana. It increases the ocean of bliss. The oceans of the material world are static. They don't increase except that there's a disaster. But when the ocean of bliss increases, the whole world drowns in spiritual happiness. When there's Sankirtan, whatever our anxieties, we become happy by chanting the holy name. Sthane Hrishikesha Tavak Pakirtya. Yes? Finish? Someone was going to finish that quotation? Sthane Hrishikesha Tavak Pakirtya. Something? Anurajatecha. The whole world becomes happy when there's chanting the holy name. Anandam Bhuvi Vartanam Pratipadam Purnamritam Asvayam. At every step one can take the highest nectar. In the material world you get a little bit of nectar, but Harinama Vishamita turns to poison. It finally becomes stale or horrible. But Pratipadam Purnamrita, one can enjoy the full nectar that we're really anxious for by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Pratipadam Purnamrita, Sarvatma Svatana. Param Vidayate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all glories to the holy name of Krishna. Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Chanting alone is good, but when we chant all together, that's still better. One doesn't enjoy nectar at every step simply by reading speculative books. One doesn't get free from birth and death simply by reading speculative books. By hearing from the impersonalists, again, one can't get the desired result. Simply by chanting the holy name. Nasteva.
In this verse we understand, you're mentioning that to understand Govinda it is very difficult, even the demigods cannot understand. So at times people can become pessimistic about it at all. If the demigods cannot understand, what is my...
Yes, but just like Prahlad Maharaj, the demigods all offered their prayers to Nrisimhadev. Lakshmi offered her prayers, Indra offered his prayers, so many demigods, Brahma offered his prayers, and still the Lord is roaring. He's angry, he's not pacified. And they're great, beautiful prayers you read in Srimad Bhagavatam, how nicely they prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev, and beautifully composed language, and Lord Nrisimhadev is not satisfied. So Brahma finally pushed Prahlad forward. And the Lord has come on your account, you try to satisfy him. Then Prahlad thought that, what will I do? I'm just the son of this demon, and I'm just a child, and all these great devatas, they've offered their prayers. Oh, what can I do? But then he remembered that even one crocodile, one elephant who was being attacked in the water by a crocodile, offered his prayers to the Lord, and he was saved by the personality of the planet. So Prahlad thought, well, he wasn't even a human being. At least I'm a human being, let me try to glorify the Lord. And Krishna accepted. One doesn't have to be a great scholar, one doesn't have to be highly qualified. Let me try. That's all. Even if we don't understand Krishna, still the attempt will be to glorify Krishna, will be to our benefit. Even Krishna, no one will understand Krishna. Even Krishna doesn't understand himself. As soon as he understands himself, he's expanded already, and now there's more to understand. Then he expands his knowledge potency to understand himself, and again he's expanded still more. So even Krishna doesn't understand himself. How will we understand? But at least within our small, my life may be not a very great thing, but at least if I'm dedicated to the service of Krishna, my little life will be successful. Some squirrel was kicking in little sand, he's helping to build the bridge to Lanka. And Ramchandra accepted, yes, his service is as good as Hanuman's service. Because he's sincere, he's trying. Whatever little energy he has, he's doing. We can try to be like that.
Jai Maharaj.
Jai. Bhakta Vrindaki. Jai. Jai.